You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis has invited Christians to turn to God in search of the courage and the strength needed to follow Jesus in our lives. Speaking on Tuesday morning during the homily at Mass in the Casa Santa Marta, the Pope reflected on Jesus' journey to Jerusalem as the moment of his crucifixion drew near. Pope Francis began his homily noting that by accepting the will of his Father, Jesus decided to undertake the journey to Jerusalem with resolution and determination, and he announced his intention to the disciples. Perhaps, he said, he was sorrowful and he was alone, but only once, the Pope recalled in the Garden of Gethsemane, did he ask the Father to remove the cup of wrath he was about to drink, and each time he faltered, he submitted to the Father's will.
Soltanto una volta si è permesso di chiedere al Padre d'allontanare un po' questa croce.
That's what the Father wants of us, the Pope said, determination and obedience, and he will await with infinite patience. Francis went on to explain that the disciples did not follow their master during his journey to Jerusalem. At times, he said, they did not understand what Jesus was saying, or they did not want to understand because they were afraid. Other times they hid the truth, or they were distracted by other things. Or, as we can read in today's Gospel, they searched for an alibi so as not to think about what was awaiting the Lord. Let us take some time, the Pope said, to think about Jesus who loved us so much, who walked alone towards the cross. Think about him and thank him for his obedience and his courage, and enter into conversation with him. Speak to Jesus, Francis continued, acknowledging all the things he has done for us, acknowledging the patience with which he tolerates our sins and our failures.
Prendiamoci oggi un po' di tempo, pochi minuti, 5, 10, 15.
Spend some time today, 5, 10, 15 minutes, either before the crucifix or with your imagination, and see Jesus walking determinately towards Jerusalem. And ask the Lord for the grace to have the courage to follow him closely. I'm Linda Bordoni.